This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's that little customary extra 5 minutes I do that's pretty much internet only. When the main broadcast is over, it's kind of like a palate cleanser. A bite of sherbet. Finishing up with Max Kaiser, Infowars.com, MaxKaiser.com. Can follow him on Twitter by going there to that site. Max, everything's getting more and more gamed. You brought up the driverless cars. Time Magazine and others have said, get rid of humans driving. Robots are better. Well, how about kill all the humans and say robots are better? It's like this anti-human view of the elite is translating down, but globalism destroys the market. It's consolidating. And then these globalists just think they're going to run off to their armored redoubts and be safe forever. They're crazy.
Eugenicism. Techno-eugenics. They're creating the master race of robot slaves. So, I mean, getting back to Ukraine for a second, any 9-year-old with an internet connection can see after 5 minutes that Ukraine is being run by Nazis. And the IMF is mostly owned by America. So America supports Nazis in the Ukraine. Simultaneously, the IMF is saying, well, Greece has to restructure in a way that pleases Germany. And Germany, by the way, is still, they're filling the sores from the original Nazis. So, the Nazi theme is running quite rampant through the IMF right now.
Well, the EU was a Nazi project.
No kidding. So the Greeks are understandably upset, but they, like many people before, when you have an economic collapse, you suddenly lose most of your ability to fight back. That's why in America right now, people still have the ability to fight back against the real oppressors.
To vote with their dollars.
Their time on the street fighting each other over silly stuff. They really don't understand what the threat is, and they're not organizing in a way that is going to meaningfully preserve the freedoms that they have come to enjoy. And it's really sad to see that. I can see it clearly because I'm not in the United States, so I get to look at it from a kind of a big picture view. But I can see that. On an interstitial basis, town, man, woman, they're engaged in these little fights that are going through, and they're sleepwalking into tyranny. I'll say that. America is sleepwalking into tyranny. Very sad, but it looks irreversible at this point.
And the establishment has made the conscious decision to do it. What do you make of TPP and the arrogance that they're about to pass it tomorrow?
Well, TPP just gives, you throw the keys of the castle to a bunch of corporations that are eugenicists.
Like, who are known to loot every country they get to the ground.
Yeah, Monsanto is pure eugenicism, pure eugenics, Monsanto. They're huge. The copyright cartel. You know who's really putting up a good fight right now? I'd say the number one threat to the monopolists right now is Kim.com. Kim.com is putting together a new company called MegaNet, and MegaNet is going to challenge the internet by introducing a new internet that's going to run on the spare capacity of people's smartphones.
By the way, Kim invited Leanne out there before he even announced that, and it never happened. I need to get an update from Leanne McAdoo. But maybe.
Oh yeah, well, this is going to be a completely encrypted internet. He has gone to war with the copyright lobby, and the copyright lobby is very ugly and pernicious out there in Hollywood. And he's making big strides. He's got some legal victories.
Hollywood is run by the Italian and Jewish mafia.
It's run by the copyright cartel, who believes that they have perpetual ownership of ideas, and that if we talked about this before, once they have perpetual ownership on all ideas. If you so much as put a word like Disney in an email, you're going to get a bill.
Oh, yeah, they're openly saying that. Exactly. Yeah. And then this panopticonic surveillance group everybody loves is meant to tax and track you at every level. And again, you just got a bunch of mafias, Dixie mafias, everything is running wild.
It's all digital, so it's all easy to track. The databases, the cost of, the cost of
tax collecting.
Digital storage. digital transmission and digital processing over the past 30 years has collapsed.
And that's why they want global taxes.
They build a support unit in Utah where they can store every single email and voicemail.
Thank you, Max. Great job.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
We're here live Monday through Friday. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I say this almost every broadcast now at the beginning because it's true. I cannot believe the position I'm in, the position you're in, the position this whole planet is in. My life is basically somewhere between ecstasy and agony. Best of times, worst of times. There is so much fantastical things going on, so many incredible developments culturally. The information we have at our fingertips, the just amazing discoveries. Life is incredible. But hiding behind all that good is a rapidly growing, cancerous, metastasizing, viral goo that is basically cultural, historical fraud. And it's systems based on deception, based on thievery, based on disinformation, based on dumbed-down populations that is the scourge of humanity. We need to be at our highest level operating to be able to not destroy ourselves. We need to be absolutely tuned into our better angels, not our bad ones. And the ruling class is so greedy to control and dominate the future and wall us off from it as they play savior of the world that we don't have a lot of hope right now on the course we're on. That much is clear. The buildup of NATO arms on the Russian border is unparalleled. Mainline historians, military analysts, German members of their military, their top staff, are all on record saying this is insane. Regardless of what side you're on, I'm not on either side. I'm on the side of humanity not wanting to destroy ourselves. And in the midst of that, removing the Army of Northern Virginia Robert E. Lee battle flag, you would think is the only story in the country. Or Caitlyn Jenner. Nothing against Caitlyn Jenner. Nothing against the battle flag. It's a distraction, though, overall. But within the whole battle flag discussion, you get a window into the abject ignorance of the public across the board, including Southerners who are obsessed with the League of the South. I study history. They don't even know what really went on. I mean, it is an ocean of idiocy. An ocean of ignorance. And I'm not on some high horse here saying this. I'm just very frustrated by it. It's like a physical punch in the stomach. A physical attack. When I get up in the morning, or I'm reading the news in the evening, and I get the word that Obama trade, as it's called, has advanced out of the Senate committee. It's already passed the House and is set to pass the Senate tomorrow. That makes me physically nauseous, like I got a phone call that a dear family member is on life support. And the average trendy will say, why do you care? Fast track, smash track. Things have always been corrupt. Just go along with it. There's nothing you can do. No, things haven't always been like this. When people have a laissez-faire attitude, they get conquered and enslaved every single time. And we are being conquered by very wicked globalists. It's not like we've got conquerors that are bringing us aqueducts and language and medicine and agrarian society. We're being conquered by exterminist globalists that Hitler was just a spinoff of. It's ridiculous. And there are 48 Republicans that are going to vote with Democrats in the Senate to pass fast track. The Republicans have a majority in the Senate, and a large portion of them, almost all of them, are set to vote on it with a minority of Democrats, and this is suicidal to the country. There is no doubt it's illegal. There is no doubt it's tyrannical. We have three subsections of 28. WikiLeaks won't release the others because it's got a bunch of gun control and stuff they like in it and open borders and everything else. But Senator Sessions has seen it. Walter Jones has seen part of it. It's thousands of pages. You have to go in and read it one page at a time. It's nightmarish. And it's set to pass right now, tomorrow. Here's the headline. We're going to play the video from the Senate floor. Last chance to stop fast-track Senator Sessions' blast, ugly facts. Let's go ahead and go to the powerful breakdown from the Senate floor as he warned the public yesterday. Here it is.
Why do we have to create a transnational union? An institution that has the power, as I will explain, to impact the laws of the United States of America. It's not necessary, according to the trade representative who's negotiating and advancing this legislation on behalf of President Obama and who's advocating for it. It will be a living agreement. And that means that the entity itself, the commission, will then be entitled to make it say different things. Eliminate provisions it doesn't like, add provisions it does like. In fact, the commission is required to meet regularly and to hear advice for changes from outside groups, from inside committees of the commission, so that they can update the situation to change circumstances. It is a breathtaking event. It says it's designed to promote the international movement of people, services, and products. Basically the same language used to start the European Union. In fact, I have referred to it as a nascent European Union. I don't think that's far off base.
Well, it's not
just a trade agreement with one friend and ally, South Korea. It's 12 nations in the Pacific. As soon as that is inked, we've been told and brought forward for passage in the Congress. And historically, if we give trade promotion authority, the agreements have always passed that are presented. Once that one done, we will have a transatlantic agreement. And this transatlantic agreement, I suppose, also will have some sort of commission,
it
a transatlantic union with powers to discipline and set rules outside
Head
the
pause.
Powers of the United States Congress.
Back it up about a minute. This is so epic. I don't want to interrupt it. I'm going to play it up to the break, come back with more of it. This is one of the main leaders of the Senate, a guy who leaked the amnesty bills three separate times. They even tried to censure him for it, but the rules say they really couldn't do that. Senator Sessions is a super patriot. So is Rand Paul. They're not perfect, but compared to the others, I mean, they're just absolutely night and day. And here he is talking about the Atlantic Union, merging the North American Union with the Asian Union, with the EU. That's the trilateral plan that Barry Goldwater warned of. And the reason he says it's breathtaking, shocking, over the top. In fact, when I sit here and watch this, I catch myself not breathing because it's shocking. America is being conquered right now by secret boards, and we can't even see it. It's epic. And I got a big vocabulary, man, but it's epic, 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 breathtaking. And the reason we're in so much trouble is the average American doesn't even know this is going on and just goes, trade deals? It's not a trade deal. It's Congress transferring what little power it's got left into the hands of the president to commit us to an international agreement run by the very same people that founded the European Union as a trade deal in secret. England and the UK were brought into this thing 20-something years ago and never got a vote. It's taken close to 30 years just to get to the point where England is going to get, and the UK, a vote on whether to stay in the EU or not. They never voted to get in it. That's what this is. They don't tell you it's a takeover. It is a takeover of free speech, of our guns, of our borders. And just flood the country with third world labor and drive everything down raise the taxes when the ultra-rich are exempt. It is a hellish race to the bottom. This elite are the same people arming ISIS to run around killing Christians. I mean, they are ultimate villains beyond any movie you'll ever see.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the next segment, we're going to look at the ban on the Army of Northern Virginia. That's what it is. It's not even the flag of the Confederacy. And why this is so important. Because it really shows ignorance 360 across the board. I'm going to give you my breakdown on it. I'm not going to give you my take. I'm going to give you the facts. The way it really is. And what this is really all about. But right now, let's go back to the big issue at hand. Our country being conquered by a foreign secret conglomerate, and it's hardly even a news item, And they act like we're traitors because we don't want to go along with it. Absolutely incredible. This is how countries die in the 21st century. World government that the Pope just called for last week is upon us. Here it is.
Well, it's not just a trade agreement with one friend and ally, South Korea. It's 12 nations in the Pacific. As soon as that is inked, we've been told and brought forward for passage in the Congress. And historically, if we give trade promotion authority, the agreements have always passed that are presented. Once that one done, we will have a transatlantic agreement. And this transatlantic agreement, I suppose, also will have some sort of commission, a transatlantic union with powers to discipline and set rules outside the powers of the United States Congress. And then there's going to be a services agreement that's already been talked about. It's been leaked. Somebody leaked it. The other two are secret and can't be seen by the American people. Some of my colleagues have been saying that the trade promotion authority that the president is so desperately seeking, he's been hammering and bludgeoning his members in the Senate and the House to get them to not vote their conscience, but vote with what he wants. They say we should pass it because it restricts the power of the president. Well, give me a break. If this were true, why would the president want it? If he could do all this he wants to do without Congress, why isn't he doing it anyway?
It's secret.
The entire purpose of Fast Track is for Congress to surrender its power to the executive branch for 6 years. Legislative concessions include control over the content of the legislation. The president negotiates it. He brings it back. We can't amend it. He controls the content of it.
Good pause.
The power to fully consider the legislation.
Back in 5 seconds. And the power the globalists will amass through their puppet president, that's why the Republicans are going along with it. They want that power for 4 years. Obama will just have it for two. The power that will be amassed by that combine will be almost impossible to reverse. I mean, already we're run by globalists, but this is the coup de grace, the final blow. This is the coup d'etat, which is French for coup d'etat. That's a joke. Let's go back to this just over-the-top information happening. This is how republics die, with a trade deal and a bunch of lawyers. That's secret. And then we get subsections of it, and it's so draconian, I can't believe they're doing this. I mean, they're bold. But you got a bunch of folks worried about battle flags and Caitlyn Jenner and playing with their iPads all day. We are a conquered people. Make no mistake, we're already conquered that something like this could even be attempted. This is gang raping the country by cold-blooded globalists that all over the third world, they'll just come in under deals, take over a river, a water supply, a reservoir, and they'll quadruple prices overnight and let all the crops die and just bankrupt everything for 5-10 years and come in and take it over. Famous cases of that all over the world. I mean, you want to be brutalized by globalists while they fly around above you in jets and helicopters laughing at you because they love you so much? They love you, that you know, because they want to give you a sex change? They just sit back laughing at all this. You're all done. All of you that think you're part of the winning team, that think you're part of something cool, think you're part of something fun, you mainline Republicans and Democrats are sick idiots who wouldn't even support your own interest, your own self-interest. I don't expect you to be honorable people. I'm talking about establishment folks, but my God, suicidal, crazy, madmen. You want to get paid off now, 30 pieces of silver, to gut this country? You're idiots! Let's go out to break with Sessions and we'll come back.
Over the content of the legislation, the president negotiates it, he brings it back, we can't amend it. He controls the content of it. The power to fully consider the legislation on the floor. It's filed on one day, voted the next day. The
Rubber
power
Sam.
To keep debate open until
closure
is invoked.
We're going to come back and I'm going to shut up and we're just going to play the rest of it without me interrupting. But do you understand? It is a literal rubber stamp. It's Hitler taking over. It's turning the Bundestag, the Reichstag, into a rubber stamp. I mean, this is it. You're seeing incredible history happen right now. This is just over the top.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own. I've also directed Secretary Johnson and Attorney General Holder to identify additional actions my administration can take on our own within my existing legal authorities to do what Congress refuses to do and fix as much of our immigration system as we can.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. We are set to see one of the greatest blows against U.S. sovereignty in our 240-year history. Benedict Arnold was not half the traitor. This is true treason of the highest kind, happening in our face by a group of miscreant lawyers masquerading as representatives and public servants, just like they set up the EU by stealth. They're establishing the North American Union by stealth, and they are establishing the Pacific Union by stealth and already merging all three together. Once they merge the three, they then start imploding the old superstructure of the nation state and the regional governorship to consolidate it into the central world government. They use crises in their Banff Canada documents, in their Club of Rome documents. I made the film Endgame. I show you in the film where they say they're going to use financial collapse once the three unions are being merged to bring in the world government publicly with global taxes on currency transactions and energy and carbon, with everything surveilled by computers to do it. Self-driving cars will be ubiquitous. Human driving will be outlawed. Or the taxes will be so high, they will, quote, bankrupt you, to quote Obama. I told you this about 16, 17 years ago. It's now been announced by Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times of London, calling for an end of humans driving cars. You're told it's a foregone conclusion. Google has set up its command base in Austin, rolling out fiber at cheaper than it costs them to give it to you, because they are, as they've now announced today, secretly spying on computer users via smartphones. We gave you the patents and the documents and their shareholder documents 10 years ago, 2005, PrisonPlanet.com, with a specific battle plan. It was already in place then. 18 years ago, I tore a Scientific Atlantic cable box apart on TV showing the hidden microphone. And I was told by engineers at the time that it was already recording and being sent back to they didn't know who, probably the National Security Agency, with AI computers recording everything. We're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen, and you're now going to see that everything we said was true on record, because you're going to see it manifest in the implementation phase against you and your family. Forced inoculations, forced GMO, forced social workers in every home. Your children taken if your 11-year-old plays basketball in the backyard. Siege teams, checkpoints, giant prisons, drones, infrared cameras, ground-penetrating radar blimps. It's all firing up right now as they siphon our resources off and take the quadrillions in money they've created in the bubble to build the grid with their giant factories turned against us, again, siphoning our energy via taxes to build our destruction. And I tell you, I get chills. I get them every 10 seconds now. I mean, it is all real. It was all planned. It was pure evil. And Google's all pretty downtown with blue non-threatening walls, and they have their doors open and have free cupcakes and couches. And look, we're non-threatening, and all these unpaid interns who are going to be stars, and the police chief and the mayor come, and the police chief rides around in the driverless car, and it's all fun. And as humans are phased out, Google's secretly testing self-driving cars in Texas. Multiple sightings confirm autonomous vehicle being used on public roadways. And this is how conditioned I've gotten. I walked out in the parking lot about 3 weeks ago, and one drove right by, and I went, oh, there's one of those Google cars that's been caught stealing passwords and jacking in everybody's computers. And I went, wait a minute, there's nobody in it, as it turned the corner. And I looked for my keys in my pocket, but I'd gone out there to sign a delivery. I'd gone out the back to talk to some folks, and I didn't have my keys, and then some of the other crew told me they saw it again. So we've got Imperial probe droids, they're already in most states, driving around already without people in them, and Adan Salazar got the documents. It's up on Infowars.com, and no one was told about it. See? But don't worry. The mayor and police chief were told, and TxDOT's running it. And it's a dream because they're going to tax you by the mile. Well, you know, self-driving cars are safer. You got to pay more insurance to be a human driver. And already they're phasing us in. They're already phasing us in where our cars are already basically self-driving. But it's something fancy you pay extra for. Oh, I get to thumbprint with the Mercedes to get in it. The car, someone sent their brakes on. The car saw it. It braked for me. Oh, it told me, and it all sounds great, but studies are already out showing just a few years into this, it's already making us where we're not good drivers. We don't know how to back up. We don't know how to look both ways. We're reliant, and they came out this week or Friday and announce, yes, we're programming the self-driving cars of the future to kill you if it's going to save someone else. It'll decide, and the Watson computer will decide who doesn't get treatment and dies. That was illegal just a few years ago, but now it's okay because the computer decides, not just the bioethics board. And the bioethics board sit back and say, well, we can't get in trouble now. We turn grandma off and don't give her water when she's begging for it, or don't give a veteran health care because the computer said so. See? But it's programmed by the globalist. And then they got the New York Times endorsing the Zeitgeist movement and Fresco and all these socialists and communists who call themselves futurists, where we're all living sports stadiums, plastic sports stadiums. There'll be no more money, and the robots will assign us our work. It's a utopia. No, it's a hellhole. The end of free will. Oh, but it's an underground movement endorsed by the New York Times and the UN. Isn't it cute and trendy to sit around in black suits and talk with simpering voices about re-educating Alex Jones and how cute it is? And they have an arrogance towards the dumbed-down public. When I come out and say, how dare you, live on air, say, I'll have to be re-educated, they go, we never said that. Apologize when it's on audio. You will be re-educated. You will be re-educated. Well, that's a horrible authoritarian statement. I never said that. I control reality. You don't. Obamacare is free. Ha! I mean, this is how these people operate. And they're just ushering in a hell that is the end of them as well. But they like to make believe they're part of the power structure. So let's go back to Senator Sessions and the move to ram through TPP tomorrow. Call the Senate. Call their local offices, physically go into their local offices, physically call into talk radio in your area and say, hey, cover this. Because while we're busy talking about Charleston, which is very suspect, and while we're busy focusing on all this other stuff, they're moving NATO arms in to fight the Russians, unprecedented escalation, Europe is melting down financially, we're going under world government, the Pope's calling for it. I mean, this is crazy. And by the way, this is a normal response to get upset to all this. Let's go back to Senator Sessions.
Consider the legislation on the floor. It's filed on one day, voted the next day. The power to keep debate open until Senate cloture is invoked. On any other legislation, you have to get cloture vote. So together, TPP, TTIP, and TISA, these three trade agreements that we know are going to be advanced on the fast track, represent the goal of advancing the unrestricted global movement of goods and people and services.
Stop again. There's no way I can't interrupt this because everything he says is so key. Just as UKIP's the fastest growing libertarian patriot party in the EU, you say, well, why don't they just vote themselves out of existence? Because they are ceremonial and can only pass things that are in accordance with the EU charter and the bureaucracy. It's now over 90% of UK laws are set by it. And then you find out the EU bureaucrats made themselves tax exempt. The new royalty. In fact, it's on my phone. I sent it to Biggs last night. We were texting. He got back from his work vacation in Hawaii, visiting friends, and I sent Biggs this photo of the King of Kuwait with the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, and the Queen of England, absolutely sickening of them in their top hats, holding his hand. I wanted to tweet this out and say, this is why we're in so much trouble. This is the exact same thing as North Korea. But we've learned to bow down to it because of red carpets and trumpets being blown. It's a sick joke. Here's my phone, guys. I want Buckley to get that off and tweet it out. I can tweet it, but I'm busy talking, and I keep forgetting to do it. I mean, that is everything wrong with the world right there. And I mean, it is an anachronism of them dressed up in their suits, their 19th century, 18th century top hats, with another guy in a clown outfit, and you won't hear a word out of the feminist You won't hear a word out of the establishment about getting rid of royalty, getting rid of the Saudi princes, you know, where they kill women for no reason. You'll only hear about Western men being bad all day, because Western men are virtuous and good and helped build the basic freedoms we have worldwide and brought you the printing press and the Renaissance and Newtonian physics and everything else. It must be destroyed because it's virtuous. It's the highest standard, so it's got to be pulled down. And every form of squalor and evil and patheticness that we fought and our ancestors fought has to be pulled down and wrecked, because it can't exist. Freedom can't exist because people will lust after it. It has to be removed from the world while we all sit in poor squalor, while the elite sit there in top hats in giant armored palaces with troops guarding them. And then they're out going, the poor, socialism is the answer. Male supremacy is evil. I am the queen. Oh, Prince Boo-Boo. I mean, it is such a fraud. Let's go back to the clip of Sessions' warning of the imminent takeover of this country.
The European Commission. This is how they started, how they were formed. Explains, so the European Commission is explaining now, TISA, the second, presumably the second major trade agreement that would be submitted after the Pacific Agreement.
Yeah.
Then we'd move to the European realm.
It's the command base.
And this is how they explain what it means. Quote, TISA is open to all WTO members, World Trade Organization members, who want to open up trade in services. China and Uruguay have asked to join the talks. The EU supports their applications. TISA, of course, is the services agreement. And apparently it'll be worldwide. Anybody, even China.
EU runs it.
Could be a
new takeover.
And the European Union Commission specifies that this services agreement, TISA, will be modeled on the General Agreement on Trade in Services, GATS. And this provides insights into how TISA will affect U.S. immigration procedure. When the United States became a member of the WTO in 1994, it signed on to the GATS and committed to issue certain numbers of work visas each year. Immigration visas. Congress's ability to control the United States' temporary entry programs has therefore been curtailed, as it would open up the United States to foreign lawsuits in an international tribunal. In other words, they made an agreement on immigration visas under work ideas as part of GATS and the WTO, and it violates and complicates our ability to enforce American immigration law. What about this union? What kind of powers is it that we're talking about? I'm of the belief, since the president hasn't been a strong advocate of trade, and his supporters, many of them, oppose this kind of trade agreement, I'm becoming to believe that the primary part of his understanding of the importance of this legislation and why he's breaking arms and heads over it is the union, this international commission that has powers that he believes will allow him to advance agendas.
And he will join
it.
For too
long, the United States has entered into trade deals.
Back it up 20 seconds. This is key. Sessions is so slick how he just lays it out calmly and nicely, but very subtly. And I'm not criticizing him, because it's different strokes for different folks, but we need people to hardcore blow the alarm. The way this works is, if you are a state politician, you graduate to the regional union level when you sell out your constituents. If you're a federal level, you graduate directly from the regional to the global body. And you bet your bottom dollar, Obama violated Article 1, Section 9, that no member of the cabinet or the president will sit on a foreign legislative or governing body. And he was the head for his round of the UN Security Council. And that's why they had Henry Kissinger and all these other globalists there sighing and looking like they were having orgasms. And I don't mean to use that just to be shocking. We played the video of them at the UN in New York gasping and Kissinger going, oh, and then going, this was our dream to do this. I mean, it was so illegal. To have a president become the head of the UN jointly, not the Secretary General, that's a puppet, the head of the Security Council. It's in my film, Fall of the Republic. It is overwhelming. And in that film, we talk about the TPP. Made 6 years ago. Go watch it. It's free online. Only has like 10 million views between all the sites that have it. Very sad. Doesn't have 50-something million like Obama Deception, 14 million one view, one channel. Buy it on DVD if you want it to support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm skipping this network break. Stations shouldn't cover it up because it's our break. Love our stations. I'm just pointing that out. Some stations, I'm told by listeners, still do it, so people wonder why I'm talking, and it just cuts off. And quite frankly, I just can't go to break at times like this because, you know, the stations will skip the news when there's a big terror attack or a mass shooting. I mean, I just like skipping the breaks all the time because it's just so incredible. This is the fall of our republic we're witnessing. And the president wants to go on to be like Barroso, who sold out his country, sold out Spain and Portugal. He was involved in both. Going to head the EU Commission, Obama wants to go on to head it. And believe me, Bill Clinton has said he wants to be the head of the UN. I mean, that's what this is all about. Tony Blair has said it. And Tony Blair is a UN envoy for the Middle East. That's all this is. They're selling us out so they can captain the new global government that's a giant screw job operation. Let's go ahead and go back to Sessions.
Is it that we're talking about? I'm of the belief, since the president hasn't been a strong advocate of trade, and his supporters, many of them oppose this kind of trade agreement, I'm becoming to believe that the primary part of his understanding of the importance of this legislation and why he's breaking arms and heads over it is the union, this international commission that has powers that he believes will allow him to advance agendas. So for too long, the United States has entered into trade deals on the promise of economic bounty only to see workers impoverished. Industries disappear, manufacturing jobs decline, and we've been on a steady decline in manufacturing jobs.
And that's just part of a 30-something minute speech. We got some clips for you. It's up on InfoWars.com. And I suggest you get it out to everybody. I mean, has America just given up? Like, people know they're being screwed over, but they just think, oh, we can't stop this. We've been stopping this. They've been trying to pass this for about 4 years. They cooked it up 10 years ago. You know, they started the TPP merger. It's called the Asian Pacific Union. And then the agreement to bring you into it is the TPP. And then it merges with the NAU and that secret treaty from 2005. You know, every time I mention that, it was in the Dallas Morning News. It was in the Waco paper. And it was WorldNet Daily covered it. InfoWars covered it. Drudge covered it at the time. But 2005, Bush met in secret with Vicente Fox and Paul Martin, the leaders of Canada and Mexico, at Waco, and they signed a secret treaty. And it was in the news that, well, you can't see it. I cover that in my film Endgame, and people would call me and say, come on, you think they signed a secret treaty making an NAU, just like this is secret. So at least we've come a long way where folks at least know this is secret and they know what's going on. I've had to deal with the uphill battle of folks just saying there is no global union, there is no global government. And, you know, because now we've gone so far down the rat hole, down the sewage pipe, that the Pope's running around saying we need global government to enforce carbon taxes. So at least we can have an open debate about this now. The raping has gotten so far down the line with the gang rape here that folks at least now know they've been bent over a barrel. And let me tell you, when they get all this through, Katie, bar the door. They're going to devalue the dollar and all the other major currencies. We're going to go overnight from rich to poor, and it's going to be a hellish police state with crime all over the place. And that's why all the money is getting out of Israel and the United States. Israel is set to go down. and so is the United States. And you may hate Israel. A lot of you, it's the cause celeb, the sexy thing with the left and everybody else. Hey, fine. But just know when Israel's been basically quasi-removed, it'll still be there, but it'll be a UN state. The radical Muslims will still be running around cutting Christians' heads off and everything else. I want to get to this special report on the dangers of not having a cleansed gallbladder, brought to you by InfoWarsLife.com. We'll come back in the next hour. Got a lot of big guests coming up today. I'll tell you about that after this video. But this is brought to you by InfoWarsLife.com. And when you eat all these toxins, if you ate McDonald's nuggets 20 years ago that had plasticizers in them, your gallbladder and your liver doesn't know what to do. So the liver basically excretes that into the gallbladder and it holds it. Just Google gallbladder stones and it's disgusting, but you need to look at it. And when you finally get filled up with these, it bursts or it gets infected and they've got to remove it. And we'll scroll through these. There's even grosser ones. Like, let's scroll down. On average, they're green or black. If they're black, they're really old and toxic. They're generally green. And this stuff's meant to be passed out of you, but we eat such artificial food that it doesn't. These are way beyond kidney stones, you name it. You also have liver stones. And medical doctors won't tell you on average, hey, flush your liver. They'll just say, hey, your liver's sick. It's going to get progressively worse. We're going to get you on a list for a liver transplant. It is unbelievable. We're showing these disgusting images. So about a year and a half ago, Anthony Gucciardi just said, man, I just did a Dr. Grimm's liver cleanse, the one he recommends. And he's developing this proprietary stuff. He's testing on himself right now. You really ought to do it. The results are dramatic after 6 days. And I'm like, no way I'm doing it. I don't believe that there's giant black or green balls in my gallbladder. And this is how ignorant I am. And he's like, look at it online. I'm not looking at it online. Because stuff like that grosses me out. I don't want to go there. Well, finally, about 6 months ago, they convinced me to do it.
I personally think everybody should go through a liver cleansing if you haven't done one. And then take the, for example, the Liver Shield can be taken two different ways. It can be taken as a liver support formula, where you just take a couple dropperfuls, but that's not going to purge the liver and remove all that stuff from it. In order to do that, you have to do the 6 day.
I'm
going to
walk
cleanse.
Through how the liver works, the different types of cleanses with you, and give you the floor. But I'm asking a lot of selfish questions here up front. How does the apple cider vinegar organic with the oxy powder and with the liver trucks over a 6 day cleanse, how does it then, when you take the olive oil at the end, lay on your side for an hour as you go to sleep, why does it then have the gallbladder release?
Well, this is something that that is a very controversial issue, but results speak for themselves. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people have done this, and it dates back even 1,000 years, drinking oils to cleanse and purge the liver. Actually, the Greeks and the over in India with Ayurvedic medicine have done it the same way. But how it works is what you should do, and this is what our proprietary research led us to do back starting in the early 90s when we were looking at the best ways to cleanse the liver, was to develop an herbal formula that contains herbs that will help soften or break down these globules or these stones in the liver and the gallbladder. And that's really what the first 5 days is for. That's when you mix the bottle of Liver Shield. You pour the whole bottle in a gallon of distilled water, and then you drink 4 8-ounce glasses a day of that 4 or 5 days. At the same time, though, you're also using the apple cider vinegar, and that's going to be the liver flush kit that we put together exclusively for InfoWars, you know, viewers and the people that want to support the InfoWar. So basically that, once you do that for 5 days, and of course you want to eat fairly healthy, you don't want to be putting a bunch of chemicals and toxins into your body, but then on day five is when you...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For all of recorded history,
civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.